$45 million a year with an employment base of 43. If you know how to divide 45 by 43 equally, you know what that profit share is, right? And so I bring that up because I envision not rich cafeterias in Portland like the one on, it's like four blocks that way, I don't even know what to call it, but it's just, I think there are ways to make, even in the lobbies and the businesses of hotels and larger infrastructure, essentially that whole cafeteria style, if we focus on 10 to 20 foot or 40 foot square stalls of stuff with secured locks, and the overhead was only $50 to $75 a month, you might see a lot of people have been historically pushed out of Portland that directly make the craftsmanship and the entrepreneurial activities a draw investment here in the first place.
Thank you, appreciate it. Thank you. Next three, please.
Jane Beebe, Richard Schwartz, and Paul Martin. Please come up.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's good
Welcome
to see
back.
You again.
Thank you.
Hello.
So you've heard Jane Beebe, and you've heard from a lot of Beebes. And I would just say that my son Silas said it all for me. I dumbly didn't understand I was signing. When I signed it, I was signing up to speak.
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah. So we just hope you...
Yeah, thanks for being
None
here.
None of us knew what we were
Yeah, we
saying
appreciate it.
For.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Schwartz.
My name is Richard Schwartz. That's without a T in the last name. And I'm a resident of Willamette Heights on Northwest Vaughan. I at the outset have to say I apologize for being late to the party on this issue, but I've tried to get myself as much up to speed in the last 48 hours as possible. And after reviewing the testimony of the online of the people who spoke before me and those who are here today, I say I'm in firm belief in the positions they've taken in opposition to the elimination of the buffer zone. Many have spoken already about this, and I can appreciate the interests in the city and its applicable departments to bring some conformity to provisions of the code, which, by the way, is I'm not fluent in building code. I'm less fluent than I am in French, and I don't even speak French. So, but the issue to which I'm speaking, I believe, is 33.410.010 at sequential. I'd like to reinforce the notion about the instability of the air, first on the conformance and then the issue and then the environmental stability of the area with respect to landslides and land stability. I can appreciate the notion of conformance, but it's always surprised me that conformance seems to be to the lowest common denominator or the lowest level and rarely to the higher level. I'm not suggesting that the higher level is the optimal or the best. But it's concerning to me that the lower one, and you've heard earlier today about the reduction of the setback standards from 10 to 0 feet, and we're talking about a residential area and abutting an industrial area. I heard in a testimony from staff that they were trying to, if I understood it correctly, trying to make some conformity between commercial standards for buffer areas and industrial, but I think there's a qualitative and substantial difference between commercial properties in neighborhoods or in or around neighborhoods and industrial areas. This part of Willamette Heights is above an area that's often cited in earthquake vulnerability studies. It's right above the strip of land that has most of the petroleum repositories subject to liquefaction, which can affect our area as well, with three streams running through, previous landslides, houses that are red tagged now because of landslide vulnerability. And I think the removal of the buffer, while there's an assertion that the environmental overlay will the suggestion was prevent expansion in that or development in that area. I see it as only a regulation for determined developers to overcome rather than the equivalent of a buffer. A buffer is a barrier environmental requirements are not necessarily a barrier and may be overcome by assertions and other tactics on a future basis. So those are my concerns, and I endorse and embrace wholeheartedly those comments of my neighbors who have spoken in opposition to this.
Very good. Thank you, sir. And for my colleagues, I want to acknowledge you, Richard, for your service as the vice chair of the Oregon Retirement Savings Program. And that was a mere vision at the time you were the vice chair of that committee. And what became of that vision was it became the first state-sponsored retirement savings plan in the United States. And so I want to call out your leadership on that and thank you for it.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you, sir.
That.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for hearing me. My name is Paul Martin. I'm a humble physician, not used to these legal proceedings. And first, I wanted to thank my neighbors for their eloquent testimony and thoughtful consideration. And I wanted to jump on the bandwagon and certainly wholeheartedly agree that the buffer should be retained. From a physician standpoint, we're a family of asthmatics. I would not have moved to Portland from New York and Philly to a house right next to an industrial area if it didn't have that green buffer. When I drive home from work, as I'm passing through the Alphabet District on Thurman Street, noticed foul air that's had a lot of investigations, as you well know. But I noticed when I come into my own house in my own neighborhood, that green buffer seems to have repeatedly dissipated to the point I don't even notice it. So losing that would certainly negatively affect me, myself personally, and as well as my children who have been hospitalized with asthma. And it could quite potentially force us to leave in that regard. And I don't think we'd be the only people with that consideration. Other than that, I'd like to reiterate that ours is a historic neighborhood over 100 years old, and I think removing that buffer zone would also cause a substantial shift to the character of our community, which would not be unfelt by a great many people and to the enrichment of relatively few. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, all three of you. Next three, please.
That's all.
Very good. Colleagues, that concludes our hearing on the 2035 Comprehensive Plan, the Code Reconciliation Project. The oral record is now closed. However, the written record will remain open until Friday, March 23rd at 5 p.m. I would ask my fellow commissioners to propose any other amendments that they may have based on today's conversation by April 4th, 2018. We'll come back, as stated previously, on Wednesday, April 11th, to deliberate and vote on any additional amendments. Commissioner Fritz.
Yeah, could I just ask Alf a question on the record so that we all have the benefit of hearing your answer?
Come on up.
We have heard a lot on the buffer issue on a particular site, but now I'm more concerned about it in general. What's the comprehensive plan policy that this is intended to implement?
There are policies related to buffering between different uses. So in general, the buffer overlay or the substitute regulations would be implementing those. It's generally policy that we have some kind of effort to buffer those uses when they're abutting.
So if you could, when you give me the memo that compares that Mr. Beebe had that showed, you know, what's now, what's proposed, if you could also give me a summary of what are the comprehensive plan policies that we're implementing, because clearly the zoning code is intended to implement the comprehensive plan, so we need to know what both of those are.
Sure.
And then
correct.
I would also like some guidance as to is there an option of just saying, don't do anything on buffers, leave them all there?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, you know, we gave you quite a few pages of code, and this particular issue is the enduring issue. So we obviously have not resolved that or done enough to resolve that. So I think going forward, we will obviously try to provide some more information. Options beyond that, I think you could choose to modify the regulations that we've proposed further, or we could decide to set aside the buffer question and come back to it at another time. So all those are our options.
Because one of the options is just to leave it as is, right? Leave it as mapped.
Yes. Correct. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the clarification.
Very good. So I'd like to remind everybody that this particular project, what we discussed today, is one of several actions we're taking this month to ensure a smooth transition to the comprehensive plan. It's important that this go into effect in May as scheduled. The plan provides the entitlements needed to support new housing and jobs, and there are projects waiting to take advantage of the new zoning, and our actions help provide more certainty for private investments, especially projects that will add to the housing supply. Barry, you want to come up and tell us about next steps, and then we're done.
Great, thanks, Mayor Wheeler. I think I don't have my cheat sheet with me, but we're going to do this from memory, and I think we'll be pretty much on target. So as was discussed before, we're asking for council members that want to propose amendments to do so by the 4th of April so that we get those in the record and have a chance to work with you, and we offer to work with you on crafting those if you have questions about any of them that you want to work with us on. I believe we're coming back on the 11th of April, and I'm not sure. I'm looking over at Sue if we have a time certain on that already.
We have 3:30 scheduled for both the transportation system plan and the code reconciliation.
Okay, so we'll be back at 3:30 on April 11th, and then I believe we have another session to put together a substitute ordinance with all of the amendments in it towards the end of April. I believe the date of that is April 25th, and then we will be coming back in May for your second reading of this ordinance. I think it's on May 24th.
No, it's on May 9th, and it could move to a final reading on the 24th.
Thank you. Yeah, as I said, I don't have my cheat sheet.
No
with
worries.
Me, but, right,
I've got it here.
So that's the lineup of what we see coming forward, and we will get you more information on buffer options over the coming couple weeks.
Fantastic. Colleagues, anything else?
Thank you very much.
Believe it or not, we are adjourned.
Till tomorrow.